Tony, we have the first really major level annual meeting event taking place for EPIC, the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. Tell me a little bit about the planning and the process of what's gone into bringing members here to Omaha.
Well, being the first meeting, it was a bit of a challenge because of an unknown. Of course, we don't know how many people would be coming. And so we did a pretty thorough, exhaustive campaign, both to members and non-members. It was important to us that all participants in the industry be here or be invited to be here. And you know, we went out with a lot of phone calls. Our board members went out and actually asked people to attend. They invited their boards, the different ethanol plant boards, to come. And as a result, we ended up with about 100 people here at our first meeting, which I think is excellent. I'm really excited about it. About half of them being members and half of them not being members. So it gives us some great opportunity as well.
Absolutely. There's no question when you're doing something for the first time that it's always has its challenges, but like you said, with this kind of attendance at a first-time event, it looks like you're off to a great start with it. Now, the organization's not brand new, but it sure has gone through some significant growth, even just since you came on board as the new executive director last year.
That's correct. It is. I think the industry is, changed significantly in just my, I've been here now approximately 90 days, and since I started, it has been a whirlwind, and it's been very exciting and very challenging. And the industry, I think, is at a point where, the next evolution is here. It's the next, the next phase, and these guys are all here because they're interested in seeing what's going on, and how they can help, and how they can participate. We were fortunate to have Dr. Robert Zubrin with us this morning, and he gave an excellent talk to get everybody kind of fired up this morning and excited about the future of the industry. And now the rest of the morning will be spent with our staff giving updates on our various initiatives. It's important for us to show all of the things that EPIC is doing. It is not just a marketing arm. It is also a public relations arm. It is, meant to go to the strictly to the consumers. That's kind of our niche, is the consumer piece, to grow demand. That's what we want to do. People need to be educated about what ethanol is, how they can utilize it to grow the demand, which benefits everybody in that room today.
Well, and what's important, because the way you set up the dues structure with membership, it's kind of like a checkoff in a way, not obviously mandated like some of the government ones, like the beef people, but also important in that element for you, I know it is for them, is member communications. And this kind of an event is certainly an opportunity for them to get a very direct, personal FaceTime, if you will, with the staff. And speaking of which, it seems like it's grown quite a bit here and recently with obviously you coming on board and then some other new folks. So here at this meeting, how would you describe the mood of the members and the interest and questions? Any comments you might want to make there?
Well, I think the mood of the members is anxious, perhaps, is a good term. The industry has not seen this type of conflict before, and it is something that makes you feel rather helpless when this happens, and you're not quite sure what to do. And one of the things that I've really wanted to try to focus on in these first 90 days is understanding all the players in the industry, and then getting all of them together, really trying to help drive that initiative to bring the industry together, to work. Figure out how we can complement one another and not necessarily compete with one another. And I think that's what members are looking for. They want to know how they can help and how we can do this. And, regardless of whether, they support EPIC or RFA or ACE or all of us, that their dollars are being utilized to fight this fight. Now, it doesn't mean that there's not a lot of fight left to go. There is. And we need the entire industry. And there are a lot of people that are not participating to the level that they should perhaps be participating. Margins are tight for everyone. And yet that's not stopping a lot of the people in that room from belonging to all of the organizations and contributing additional funds to the Renewable Fuels Now Coalition, because they realize that, to run national campaigns to try to compete with, you know, the big oil and big food as it's being talked about in there today. It takes a lot of money. You know, it is not an inexpensive thing. I gave an example with the newest ad that through the RFNC, Epic took the lead on it, but RFNC and got input from Bob Dineen at RFA and Brian Jennings at ACE. We're running a national ad that's going to be in Time and Business Week magazine. It took about $950,000 to run that national ad for 10 weeks. So it isn't something you can do on a shoestring budget, and it isn't something that's going to go away quickly. And so it is a long-term fight and something that everybody needs to step up and help to fund.
Well, here at the meeting, you mentioned a keynote speaker, Dr. Robert Zubrin, and there are some sessions here where members are getting to hear from the various departments or initiatives like RFNC. Tell me just a little bit about the program that the members here are being a part of. For those who can't be here, to just get a sense of, assuming we're going to do this again next year.
Sure. Well, we hope to do it again next year and many years to come. The main part of the morning program is for each one of our directors, so it's our public relations directors, our marketing director, and our Alt Blends, and he's now the deputy director of Epic. But all three of them to get up and really highlight the things that they are currently doing. And the important thing is that Epic is doing these things at a national level, but we are making it in such a way that all of those things can be tailored for members to use individually in their own areas. That whether it's an ad that we're running nationally, they can get that ad and run it locally. Whether it is a radio spot that we're doing nationally, they can get that radio spot and they can actually place it in their local community. So it helps extend the reach, and that's what's most important to me here, is that the members see all the benefits that are available to them to utilize in their own efforts and just, again, be there and help fight the fight.
Well, we had a major announcement here this morning with Edgar, the new mascot for the Ethanol Promotion Information Council. So I know that he does not talk, so I'm going to let you talk for him. First of all, tell us about Edgar, the Epic mascot.
Well, Edgar is Edgar the E-Man, and Edgar is, although we will spell it for consumers the way you spell Edgar, it was actually presented to us as a in the contest to name the mascot as Edgar E-D-D-G's. Okay, so anyway, it was kind of cute. But Edgar is a mascot for Ethanol, and he is available to members to have come out to their different events in their community to have there to, spark the kids, I suppose, more than anything. But, Edgar's just another way for us to have something available to members to utilize again in their local markets to make consumers aware of ethanol and all of its benefits.
Well, he definitely made a splash when he came in here with the theme of Rocky playing in the background there. Is anything else about the annual meeting that we didn't touch on here that you think members might be interested in?
Well, I think this afternoon we will have an actual business meeting, and that will be to elect the officers or the board and the officers of Epic. And we had four positions available this year for board members, and the nominating committee selected the four candidates, the slate of candidates, and so this afternoon, we will affirm that slate, I'm assuming, and then we'll have an open forum session, because it's important for us to explain to members what we're doing. It's equally as important that members have an opportunity to tell us what they would like to see, where would they like to see some additional focus, answer questions. So the open forum is going to be really important for me to understand what members want moving forward.
Well, congratulations. I know it's not over with yet, on a great first annual meeting, and as the new executive director for the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, and we are looking forward to many more into the future. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.